Hey, we're back with a podcast about the history of Tiananmen Square. I'm one of the hosts, KJ.
Yes, we're going to go into depth of the causes and effects about the Tiananmen Square. I am Eli. Stay tuned.
So on April 15th, 1989, protests had started to occur about wanting a democracy-like government.
Yeah, they also wanted the president at the time to resign because he had enforced very strict laws. Would you move there?
Nah. Yes, he was very strict to his citizens. Anyway, the Chinese government has forbidden the conversation of the Tiananmen Square. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't know what the punishment would be if you talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
But back to the protests. They created an unknown protester named Tank Man, which will be explained.
Tank Man was a guy that stood in front of a line of tanks that were leaving Tiananmen Square. It's crazy.
How would you do that? Would you stand in front of a tank that just killed a bunch of people? Yeah, there's actually a memorial about the today in the park inside of the state of California.
Jeez.
Tank Man stood in front of a freaking tank.
It was revealed by a Chinese person that had moved to the U.S. He actually had no legs because during the protest, they got run over by a tank. That is crazy.
Yeah, dude. I wonder how he was able to move to the U.S., like how long he's been in here and stuff. Yeah. Anyway, the reason that the Tank Man even started was because of a massacre that was caused by the Chinese government when they sent soldiers to the Tiananmen Square to stop it, which ended in a result of gun shooting by the soldiers, and they killed a bunch of people. That's crazy. To think that the government would kill its own citizens.
China's wild.
Yeah. I'm glad we live in America.
This all made the government seem suspicious from outsiders, which I can understand.
Yeah.
Because they didn't allow broadcasters or photos to be published about the massacre, and they have a bunch of cameras around their public places.
Till today, yeah, they do.
Wrapping this up, the Tiananmen Square will definitely be remembered to this day.
Yeah, also a fun fact, the Chinese government still to this day stays communism, which...
That is crazy.
Our country is very anti-communism, which, I mean, I'm in America, so... Yeah. Thank you for listening and have a good day. Tiananmen Square, you will be remembered.
So on April 15th, 1989, protests had started to occur about wanting a democracy-like government.
They also wanted the president at the time to resign because he had enforced very strict laws.
Yes, he was very strict to his citizens. Anyway, now the Chinese government has forbidden the conversation of the Tiananmen Square.
But back to the protests. They created an unknown protester named Tank Man.
Tank Man was the guy that stood in front of a line of tanks that were leaving Tiananmen Square.
There's actually a memorial about him today inside the park of the state of California.
It was revealed by Chinese person. Oh my god, you're laughing now.